Hi, Reach Jenny and Tom. We can't get to the phone right now, so please leave a message. Thanks. Have a nice day.
Hi, this is Bill Conlon. I am trying to reach Thomas Fox, who is the...
Hello.
Hello, Tom?
Yeah.
This is Bill Conlon. I'm Rita Conlon Bradley's cousin from California. And she was just in touch with me today and told me that she'd spoken to you about some...
Yes.
Yeah. So I've been the kind of family genealogist for, I don't know, the last 12 years or so, and I'm sorry, I didn't really know much about you. I don't think we are directly related, except I guess perhaps through the Fogartys.
I'm not really sure off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Well, so, actually, yeah.
So I am.
Well, wait a minute. My father and Ella
right.
Conlon.
Right.
Brother, sister.
Right, that's right. So Ella married my grandfather, Martin J. Conlon in Whitman.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so
yep.
So that was my grandfather. And so my dad talked about your father, and he provided some information, but not too much. And then I was visiting Mattis Getchell down on the Cape last year, and chatting about this, and he mentioned to me that he thought that the Foxes and Fogartys were related, and
definitely
okay, and thought that perhaps there was some bad blood about losing two girls that had married my grandfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because Elena. Fogarty was my grandmother, so she was the first wife of my grandfather. She died of breast cancer, so you know it wasn't as if there was anything nefarious. She died of breast cancer young, and then your aunt, I guess, Ella, died in the car accident. So anyway, so she died in the car accident after my Uncle Eddie was born. So that's
I didn't ever know that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I have a lot of information about that stuff on a website, and I'm happy to send you a letter with it or send you an email if you're on email, and you
sure.
can take a look.
I'd love to see it. I get confused quite often about how I'm related to all these people.
Yes, yeah.
And the Getchells are in there, too.
Right.
Somehow.
That's right. So the Getchells are, Manus Getchell in the Cape, his father, Manus Sr., married Mary Fogarty. And Mary Fogarty was the sister of my grandmother, Elena. Okay? So Getchell is related through the Fogartys. Now, he told me as well that the family had come from Tipperary and from a town called Ballyperrin in Tipperary, and I've been trying to confirm that.
Well, there's a lot of little towns around there.
Yeah.
But my father was definitely from Tipperary.
Yeah.
And Ballyperrin is very close.
Okay.
So that might be the town.
Okay.
I was telling Rita, a lot of this stuff is now online, free.
Right. Well, some of it's online free, and some of it you pay for. So I have been gathering all this stuff, you know, paying for it at times, getting it for free when I can. And so I gather it all, and I put it on a family website that I've put together so that others can get to it all in one place. So... I'll send you a link to that and to what information I have so far about your father, and then you can link through that to see how you're connected to the Fogartys and so forth.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And I told Rita, she said she's going to be here around the holidays.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
And we're going to try and get together, and I told her in the meantime I'd dig up whatever I could about all this stuff.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, I told her I've been to Ireland several times, Mm-hmm. My cousin still lives in the house where my father, where my father's family was.
Oh, really?
And I've stayed there several times.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's very cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because I've been, you know, trying to figure out how we are connected back in Ireland. And the first real clue I had was when Manus mentioned the town Ballyporeen. But, you know, I didn't really know whether that was truthful or, you know, you could go into a pub and say what your name is and they'll take you down to a cemetery and find a matching name. And that's not conclusive. And then let's go have another Guinness.
Right.
So
I was in Ireland about 3 years ago, and there were four of us.
Okay.
We were going into this supermarket at night.
Yeah.
To get something for dinner.
Right.
And a guy was walking out on the other side, and I swore it was me.
You're kidding.
Oh, it really took my breath away.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend was three or four minutes behind me. And she finally caught up with us. She said, "You go back out to the car for something or what?" She thought it was me too.
Wow. Wow. Well, I have never been. I've never been. I've wanted to. I'm a handball player, so I certainly collected that part of the Irish heritage, but I haven't been over yet. So I have a question for you I would like you to ponder.
Okay.
I've been using some of the Ancestry DNA kits to help find this stuff. And I've done the test, and I got Manus to do one and so forth. And they can be useful for trying to track back distant ancestors. And so, I'm happy to pay for it, but some people would be reluctant to have the privacy intruded upon. So, I'll send you an email or a letter with the stuff, and if it's something that you'd consider doing to help the cause of finding our relatives and roots back there. You apparently know some of them, since you know your cousins back there. Maybe that's something that you'll want to consider doing at some point.
Yeah, certainly take a look at
So I have here, Rita just sent me some stuff that I didn't know about. Now, found that, do you remember my uncle Joe Conlon from Whitman? Did you meet him?
I didn't know him very well.
Okay, So he passed away. He had a house down in Wareham, and I was there probably back in 2006, and he said, "Oh, I have some old papers in the garage that you might be interested in." And so I riffled through them, and I really should have taken them because he didn't really have much interest, but I didn't. And among those was Ella's passport when she immigrated, and I think there's a photograph of it someplace around, and there's probably other papers. And I think I also have some old pictures of both Tom and Ella when they were kids. And some of those are on my website. Not when they were kids, but when they were young people, you know, in their early 20s probably.
Yeah.
So, you might be interested in those. And I have some albums also of people. I have an album from my aunt Alice Fogarty. I don't know whether you would. She was went by Alice Al Collins, her married name. I have her photo album, and unfortunately, she didn't label anybody, and so you know that's all pictures of people that will probably never be identified. But there are some pictures that are clearly identified as Tom and Ella. So you might find those of interest.
I'm sure I would.
So. Could you give me your email address, and I'll send you a link to this stuff, and you can take a look at it, and then maybe there's some stuff you can help me with some of these mysteries.
Sure, I will definitely give it a try.
Good.
Okay, my email is Foxy Brockton,
Is that with a Y or IE?
FOXY.
Y. Brockton.
Brockton.
Right.
At earthlink.net.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to send you a link right away. And then you'll have my email address. And hopefully you'll have a great Christmas get-together with Rita. I'm just delighted to have made your acquaintance, Tom. And I live in Palo Alto, California, so both Rita and I are on the West Coast. She's down south, and I'm up near San Francisco. If you come out this way, please.
I told her I spent 2 glorious years out there in the Marine Corps.
You were down, yes, down in Pendleton?
Pendleton, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Lived in Oceanside most of the time.
Uh-huh.
Spent about 6 months in La Jolla.
Wow. Well, that must have been
tough duty.
Must have been nice duty. I think there's a few places that are really nice. San Diego's great. If you could get Pearl Harbor, that's great. In the Army, the Presidio in San Francisco was great duty. But
funny, my son was in the Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
He spent 2 years at Pendleton, 3 years at Pendleton,
uh-huh,
actually, and then 3 years at in Pearl Harbor.
Oh, really? Okay.
He didn't like it because as soon as you get off base, it's high priced and touristy.
Oh, yeah, yes.
I mean, the weather was great and all that.
Right, right. It was, and you know, when you're young, you know, it probably to be stationed over on the other side of the island at the Kanaohe. I think the Marine Corps has a base there. And
Air Force.
Okay, so it's probably nice because it's cheaper and it's less touristy. But you know, when you're young, you don't want to be away from the action. That's pretty quiet over there. So,
yeah.
So,
I think he might have preferred that. I don't know.
Okay. Well. Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, Tom, it's great to talk to you. I'll send you my email and contact information and a link to the website. And anything that you come across that is incorrect, please please don't hesitate to tell me, because it's all a work in progress.
Okay, certainly will.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.